I've always had a dog. I had one when I was a kid. Always loved dogs. And I've had four in my adult life. First one I got shortly after my accident. And everyone was rescued from a dog pound or an animal rescue group. First one I got from the local animal rescue group in Fort Lauderdale. And I didn't really teach her to do anything. I got her shortly after. I mean, I taught her a couple things, but nothing really in the show. And I got her when I was shortly after my accident. There were a lot of days I wouldn't even go out. And because I was so depressed and so down. And one day I told my mom, I said, you know what? I think I'm getting me a dog. So I went down and got this dog. And now I got to take care of it. So days when I wouldn't think about getting up, I got to take the little dog out. And once I'm out, we lived right on the golf course. So I got in my car and went up and hit balls and went out and played and kept the dog with me. And had her for 13 years. When she passed away, I said, well, in the right time, I'm getting another one. And this was about the time that, it was in the 80s when they were starting to have service dogs. And nobody knew. The only service dog that was, the only dog that we really knew that helped a person that needed help was a seeing eye dog. And they started to come up with these ideas for, they found that dogs could help other people do other things. Maybe they weren't blind, but maybe they needed help pulling their wheelchair. They needed help turning the light on. Or they needed help in picking up things that a person dropped they couldn't reach. Maybe opening a door. So you began to see a little bit of this in the newspapers or Time magazine or maybe on TV long before the internet and long before it was accepted. And so I said, man, I'd like to teach a dog to do stuff. And so we got a little research, and it said that if the dog could pick things up for you, that would qualify as a service dog. Because I didn't need him to pull my wheelchair, or I didn't need him to turn on a light. But if I dropped something and went under a table, that would be convenient. And so anyhow, we started to learn a little bit about a service dog. And I trained my second dog. I named her Mulligan because she was the second dog. And I trained her to pick things up and got help from a dog trainer, a friend of mine.